last game before the final round, let's bring out Julie Bamberger Rubik and Leonie Dolch. Lovely to meet you both. Julie, you teach violin and viola at the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music.
Yes, I do.
That is fantastic. And I'm told you are secretly trying to get your students to switch from violin to viola.
It's not a secret.
You just go, come on, you got to do this. It's better?
Yes.
Why?
The viola just speaks to me. It has a mellowness and a richness, and I just love being in the center of the harmony. And not enough people really understand the true value of the viola, and there's a lot of fun to be had.
Now, Leonie, you host a radio show in Madison, Her Incident Variety, and you are an urban chicken farmer. Yes.
It's true.
What are the names of your chickens?
Well, we started with Reba, Dolly, Loretta, and June. We lost Loretta to a drought, and we just lost June to a hawk just a couple months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was sad.
Okay. So we've got Dolly and...
Dolly and Reba
and
are
Reba.
Left, yes.
Now, these are pets?
I wouldn't take them to the vet.
Pets that you mildly care about. Well, this game is called Hidden Vegetables because we can't only eat frozen custard and cheese curds all day, can we, Jonathan?
No, we can't and we shouldn't. And
this audience is so earnest and sensitive.
They're very sensitive.
You're offending the Scani.
The Scani.
We just said that you can't eat it all day. We didn't say that you should never eat it.
That doesn't work either.
Still angry. They're still mad.
No, I think someone went, ah. Okay.
And then the rest of them were like, oh, are we booing? Are we booing now? Boo. The thing is, do you think a body like this happens by accident? It doesn't. It's because I eat healthy, and I try to get my kids to eat healthy.
Yeah.
But, of course, vegetables are terrible, and everyone knows it. So sometimes you have to hide the vegetables inside something else. And that is what we're doing in this game. We have hidden vegetables in each answer. Puzzle guru Art Chung, how about an example?
If we said this director of Platoon and JFK loves conspiracy theories and little green and black discs on his pizza, the answer would be Oliver Stone, with the hidden vegetable being an olive. And yes, technically an olive is a fruit, but we're talking about vegetables in the culinary sense here.
Whoa, yeah, I know.
Don't tell me what's a vegetable and what's a fruit.
So each clue will have some sort of hint as to the vegetable, in quotes, but all we're looking for as an answer is the full name or phrase. So you don't really need to say the vegetable. There's just a hint about the vegetable in there for you, okay? Here we go. This German composer of 9 symphonies and the Moonlight Sonata loves putting edible red roots in his salad. Julie.
Beethoven,
or Beethoven. As I like to say, that's correct.
Well done. What is the policy of making concessions to an enemy in order to avoid a threatened conflict, even if the concessions involve spherical green legumes?
Peas talks?
He always says peas talks.
Oh,
that's not what we're looking for.
Come on, give peas a chance, Art.
All right, we'll give it to her.
All right.
Yeah, sure.
We were looking for appeasement.
But Peas Talk sounds way more fun and a possible new public radio show.
Peas Talk.
How do you say, I am American in Spanish? It also sounds like an order at Starbucks. Julie.
Yo soy americano.
Soy americano is what we were going for, exactly. Which also sounds to me like a lactose intolerant enclave that lives out of the grid under venti cups.
What university, whose main campus overlooks the Pacific Ocean in Malibu, California, is the spicy home to the Smothers Theater? And was the filming location for the 1970 show Battle of the Network Stars? Leonie.
Pepperdine?
That's right, Pepperdine University.
Despite being an advocate for spinach, Popeye snuck a starch and some existentialism into one of his catchphrases, which was also the title of a 1933 short. Julie.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
Exactly, yes.
All right, this is your last question. Who stars as Penny on The Big Bang Theory and should probably not be referred to as cow cabbage?
Oh,
they are both tortured.
It's a very trendy vegetable.
We always mention this vegetable.
Well, it's NPR vegetable.
That's right.
Yes, Julie?
I'm not sure of her, the actress's name, but she played Blossom.
I like that when you just get give another piece of trivia.
Leonie, any guesses?
Clover.
Okay, Clover, stop, Clover? Stop. Who is it, everybody? Kaylee Cuoco. Art, how'd they do?
Well, that was a tough game, but Julie was our winner.
Congratulations, Julie. You are going to be in our final round coming up right now.
When I'm walking, I step a step, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on, like a blister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one. Body in beats, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry. Let me go on, like a blister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands that know you're the one.
Jonathan Coulton.